Oh, here we go on a Friday morning. It's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by, she's all amped up and ready to go. We're going to be talking with realty expert Caitlin Ramseth right after this.
Life, with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage, to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy, to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life.
And we are back on your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast in the studio. Here she is. She is back. The one, the only, Caitlin Ramseth. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Getting all ready for the long holiday weekend. Well, it is for some of us. We're taking Monday and Tuesday off. And knowing you, Caitlin, you're probably going to work all weekend, aren't you?
We'll see. Probably. Yeah.
Now, when you were on Wednesday, you said, you know what? I haven't even made it to the lake yet this year. And, you know, see, summer's too short.
I know.
You got to get to the lake once in a while.
I know. I need to. I need to value my time more. So yeah. I need to be better at like setting boundaries and doing a little bit for myself. So mm-hmm. We are going to try to get down to the lake at least one day this weekend.
Well, good. Now, you moved here from, you were down close to the Twin Cities, correct?
Yeah. So I'm originally from the St. Cloud area, specifically Sartell. It's just a little suburb like right out of St. Cloud.
Okay.
And that's why you'll notice my area code on my number is 320 instead of 701.
Okay.
So if I would have known I was staying in Grand Forks longer, I probably would have gotten a new phone number to match the 701, but that's okay.
Now, did you know anything about Grand Forks before you moved up here to go to school?
I didn't.
You
no.
didn't. Okay.
No.
Is it what you expected? If you were going to be like, what's his name? Josh, whatever, the big spokesman for North Dakota, the actor.
Yeah. Is it Dumal?
Yeah. Josh Dumal. Anyway, if you were going to be that person and you were like saying, trying to get people to move to Grand Forks, how would you do it? Is there a lot to sell for Grand Forks? Now you're a realty expert.
If you don't mention winter, I think it's possible to sell someone to move to Grand Forks. And honestly, so my fiance, he works with a lot of travel nurses at Altru, and they say Grand Forks, like they love Grand Forks. Mm-hmm. And they're from, you know, down south, all these big cities, and they say like they would want to live in Grand Forks forever.
Oh, sure.
So that's kind of interesting too, because, you know, if you're not someone who likes a small town, I wouldn't even consider Grand Forks a small town. I really do. I'm from a bigger town. Like my high school class had like over 300 people in my grade. So yep. I am from a very big town. And to me, Grand Forks is the perfect size. It's not too small. It's not too big. Traffic isn't ever terrible. Right. So you can get around town.
As long as you stay up 32nd Avenue for as much as you can, right?
Yeah. Construction in the summertime. Everyone always says like we have two seasons. We have winter and construction season.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, like I came from a smaller town too, Thief River Falls.
Okay. Yeah.
I had 240 kids in my class, which mm-hmm. was pretty big size for that town. But Grand Forks was perfect size for me. I used to live, you know, in the West Coast in California. I've lived down in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And even Fargo right now is too big for me. I think Grand Forks is about perfect. And there is stuff to do here. I hear people say there's nothing to do in this town, but there is.
There is if you look for it and you search. There's a lot to do here as far as, like, getting involved with the community. And that's another thing, too, is the community here is so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
People here are nice. Everyone will say like Minnesota nice, but North Dakota nice is a thing too.
Oh, absolutely.
A fun fact about Grand Forks, which I didn't know this. I was actually researching this before the podcast today, but so the Grand Forks name is due to like the fork in the Red River. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Okay. So then tell me if this is right or not. So the Red River, like red, comes from way back in the day when Native Americans and Americans were fighting like Civil War. And they named the Red River after the blood for the lost like Native Americans.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's where like Red River
comes from. I just know it flows north.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's kind of cool. And then for anyone who doesn't know, Grand Forks, the Red River goes like right along the border of North Dakota and then Minnesota. So mm-hmm. right on the other side of the river is East Grand Forks. So that's kind of a fun fact too.
Sure.
But yeah, so some things to do if you're not from Grand Forks, and this is, I picked up really quickly my first year here for college, is the Sioux fans.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That or was like
Fighting Hawks fans.
I was going to say, so the name switched to Fighting Hawks, but for...
We can call them Sioux.
All the OG people were still Sioux fans.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you go to a hockey game, and that's the thing, like if you haven't been here yet, you must go to a hockey game.
The home of the Sioux. There you go.
Yeah, so everyone will still say Sioux. The Ralph is such a beautiful place. Great atmosphere on hockey nights. And they say that the Ralph Engelstad Arena is like the Taj Mahal.
Oh, yeah.
Of like any other hockey arenas. Yeah, and they say it's because of like, it's so gorgeous with like all the marble in there.
From like Africa or overseas. Yeah. I mean, Ralph Engelstad spared no expense when he built that building.
I know. And they also, I saw that the Jumbotron, I think that's what it's called, like the big screen in the middle. It's one of like the nicest.
Yeah, it's got a brand new one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the nicest ones in like, I think they said the United States. Yeah, don't
probably the world.
That. Yeah. Literally. So it's really nice. There's a lot of money in there, and it just makes the atmosphere there so great. So if you come to Grand Forks and you move here, definitely go to a hockey game.
Sure.
The next one is this one I learned about Grand Forks. So being from Minnesota, we salt our roads in the wintertime in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Grand Forks, they don't do that. And I think it's a good thing because down in the city area, like there are a lot of rusty cars.
Oh, you darn right there
is. And here you don't see too many rusty cars because that has to be from the salt, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I was going to say in the wintertime, definitely like you learn quickly how to drive on snowy, icy roads just because we don't salt our roads here. Yeah, but
I mean, we put sand down.
We put sand down, exactly.
The main thing is in the winter, people slow the heck down.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yep, exactly. Speaking of wintertime, Grand Forks, North Dakota, I Googled this one. So in 1936, the lowest the temperature ever got in the wintertime, this is including wind chill too, because it does get pretty windy here, was negative 73.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Oh, it gets,
okay, yeah. I've always known like it goes to like the negative 50s, but negative 73. Like,
yeah, and that's without the wind chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's crazy. I just know like in the winter times here, it's kind of fun on the app for the weather. I have Antarctica, and in the wintertime, we sometimes are way colder than Antarctica. That's crazy to me. So a lot of times people will be like, how do you survive the winters there? But honestly, it's not that bad. Like, I don't know why it's not, but I don't know why negative 73 doesn't even seem that bad. But I don't know. To some people, it probably is.
It's cold. You know, you mentioned the river. There's so many things to do. We've got such a great greenway.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a skateboarder or a rollerblader or a bicyclist or a bicycle rider or even a walker or a runner, the Greenway is incredible. I love our downtown, you know, the town square, there's with the farmers markets and all that stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, you mentioned the Ralph and UND Fighting Sioux hockey. Got the Alaris, too, with some great UND football.
And they're redoing, like, I saw they were redoing the roof of
they're
it.
They're redoing a lot of
and
stuff.
And the suites and stuff like that, too. So there's a lot of... They're very nice places. So definitely, that's on my list too, is like the fall potato bowl parade and all that stuff. So like, it seems like every season there's something going on in the community that invites community members together.
It's kind of nice having a university in your town.
Yes.
They do a lot of things too. Oh, and, you know, I also got to put a plug in for River City Speedway.
Okay. That's on my list too.
All right.
That was. So yeah, I haven't been there yet, unfortunately. Okay. So I was going to go last Friday, but it rained.
Mm-hmm.
So then we ended up not going. But did they get postponed to Sunday? Because we heard,
no, they did race on Sunday. That was just part of the schedule because it was the fair.
Okay. We did hear, because I can hear them from my house.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a reminder, like, I got to get out there and see it. That's on my to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a really good Air Force base here, too.
Yes,
a lot of people
do
come to our Air Force base. That brings in a lot of community members as well. So a monument that you'll have to check out if you come to Grand Forks is down by the river, the Flood Monument.
Yeah, what do they call that? The obelisk? It's got some kind of obelisk. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the flood of the 97 flood. It's crazy, too, because the monument doesn't do it justice. But if you go back and look at pictures, like almost half the town is underwater.
So at one time, that river was 27 miles wide.
Yeah.
At its widest part in the flood. 27 miles wide.
I was only 1 year old.
Yeah, so the river was as wide as it was from here to Reynolds.
Yeah.
You know, you were 1 year old.
Jeez. I know. UND campus, another one to check out, even if you're not coming here for college. It's a gorgeous campus, especially in the summertime. So even taking a walk through it, I saw that it was the oldest university of North Dakota as well. So that's pretty cool. The campus is voted one of the prettiest campuses, especially because if you go to bigger cities, it's very spread out. Our campus is basically just down University. So it's really, it's localized. Students can walk to classes. It's pretty nice. And we also have one of the best wellness centers.
Mm-hmm.
With all the amenities that they offer. So,
and you know what, being Wednesday tonight, I think they race BMX bikes on Wednesdays right out by the Alaris. And then Forks Karting Association races on Wednesday nights at the fairgrounds. It's very fun to go watch all of these. And you think, you know, go-karts and bicycles, it's not all kids. It's adults race too. And Dale will be there, but it's just a good time. There are things to do around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there really is, for all ages too. Speaking of younger ages, we have a really great school system here. A lot of elementary schools. There's a lot to offer. The only thing, this might be just because I'm a girl, I don't know. Our mall is really sad.
Our mall is horrible.
I have a but. If you're someone who likes to shop, we do have a lot of small businesses, boutiques, things like
that. Mom and pop shops.
So even though our mall is, a little bad, we do have a lot of small businesses that you can support and go find what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Some must go to places. I have the Toasted Frog. If you're over 21, you have to try the fried pickles. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Have you had them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Another one downtown is the Winman's Chocolate, the Chippers. They're like the potato chips covered in chocolate, and everything there is homemade chocolate. You go in and they have so many different things, like pickles covered
world
in chocolate.
World famous. Yeah. Yes, yes.
It's really cool. So whenever my parents or family come up here, we always stop at Winman's and we go sample some chocolate and get some Chippers. If you like wings, I put the Parrot's K.
I
think you have to be 21 to go there too, but the K is like, if I ever move out of Grand Forks, I will fly back here personally just to get wings at the game. They're my favorite. and then I also have on here, so Grand Forks, if you're a golfer, we do have a lot of golf courses.
Yes.
In the summertime, we have a lot of golfers here. Like every time I drive by the golf course, they always seem packed.
Yeah, Grand Forks has got four. You got one on East Side.
Yep. There's a lot of golf courses.
Oh, and I wanted to throw the red pepper in there too.
Red pepper. Yep. Yes. Yep. Okay. Yep. I actually go there a lot and get there. They have grinders, tostados.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'm going to get that for lunch today now. But yeah, red pepper is also awesome. And they're located at the end of University and they're open late night too.
So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of them now. So
there are a couple of them. Yep.
Sure. Do you have a hard time? My wife always says there's hard to shop for women's in Grand Forks. Is that true?
It is true. Like I said, only because the mall is not the greatest.
See, like me, I mean, I got Home of Economy, Cabela's, Shields, and Burgraff's, and I'm set forever.
And that's the thing is, so my fiance, he likes to go to Shields and Cabela's and all mm-hmm. those places too. But I've noticed like Cabela's has an awesome women's section.
Yeah.
And it's not even just like the outdoorsy clothes.
Right.
Like, I've gotten a few like shirts and stuff for
mm-hmm.
work.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to keep your eyes open. I know a lot of people will go into like all the boutiques downtown, like Kitsona, Curious, a lot of those boutiques. There's so many of them. And the mall now has a new one called Luscious. So I've been inside of that one as well. But there's a lot of small mom and pop shops to definitely.
And you know, one thing I have found out, Caitlin, over the years, you mentioned the Grand Forks Air Force Base. A lot of people who have been all over the world, these people have you know, been all over. And they come to Grand Forks, and when they think about it, oh my gosh, here we go. I'm going to North Dakota. I just mm-hmm. came from Hawaii. I'm going to North Dakota. A lot of them, when they retire, they stay here. They find out how cool it is here, how nice it is here. And they're here. They're North Dakotans now.
They are North Dakotans. Grand Forks is an awesome place to live. Even though our winters can be cold, our summers are awesome and they're amazing mm-hmm. and they're hard to beat. So it kind of makes up for the cold winters. You learn to appreciate it a little bit better. Community members are awesome and there's so much in the community to get involved in and have a good time here.
Right. Don't be afraid of North Dakota. All right. Grand Forks is pretty cool and it's right on the Minnesota border.
Though, when I go back and listen to this podcast, I'm going to notice I do have a North Dakotan accent and I elongate. I go North Dakota and I don't like not that
bad. It's like Minnesota.
But I notice it and people will call us out on it and you don't notice it when you talk normally.
No,
but
you don't.
going back and listening, you're like, I've been living in North Dakota for too long.
Whenever I travel, they think I'm Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah, North Dakota is not a bad place to
come
live.
Come and live here.
Yeah. If somebody does want to come and move here, Caitlin, and they want to get a hold of you to find out where and how to buy a new house, how do they get a hold of you?
My number is 320-267-6692, and you can call or text me anytime, any day.
All right. You have yourself a wonderful 4th of July.
You too.
I want to make sure next time I see you, you have all your fingers.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Take care. There you go. That's your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. Realty expert Caitlin Ramseth in the studio this morning. And I tell you what, until next week, everybody, have yourself a great weekend and a darn good Independence Day.